How you guys doing?
Hello.
What up? Hello.
Is anyone else here?
That's your cue to meter. That's your cue to meter.
There it is.
Perfect.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez.
Every time, man.
No. Well, see, you need four, right? For the four directions of the compass, you see.
Yeah, so that's why we're leaving you out.
No.
Well,
he's...
I mean, who else is going to be in my coven? That's what I'm asking right now.
Yeah, we need four to make time stop or to levitate or something.
Okay, so he's out, I'll be a fourth.
No, he can't be out. We need four people. It's four of us.
One person?
Wait a second. No, you're right. That's five. It's five of us. Wait, so yes.
If he's out.
We'll
see. He's out.
What? I'm not making decisions here.
I don't know, man. I feel pressured right now.
I feel pressured.
He should be out, though.
It's just like the movie The Crafts. Both crafts.
I haven't seen it. I don't know nothing about it. I don't even want to talk about it.
What are you talking about? I told you. Everyone has to see The Craft because I'm like super pumped about this now.
I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, so.
What?
Oh, we were doing our jobs. Guys. We were doing our jobs at the Theater Brothers Theater, like where we were.
We're supposed to watch witch movies.
Which ones?
Yeah, witch movies.
Fun. Yeah, witch movies.
Witch movies. Movies about witches.
Oh, we're on the same page.
Sandwiches. Just...
Okay, no, there's two Kraft movies. There's one from 1996.
Like Macaroni?
It just came out. Like, literally just came out. The Kraft Legacy. You were supposed to see both of them.
Okay,
to get ready
so
for Buttercast.
This wasn't the one where Kraft did a thing in, like, you know, the early 2000s where they had, like, a little noodle guy character and they had a little cartoon?
No.
Oh.
I am very interested to understand what you're talking about.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch that.
No, it's just it's a CGI noodle. You'd hate it because it's CGI. Okay, so these two guys haven't seen it, Demeter and Peter. So why don't Demeter and Peter Theater watch the trailers for the two movies?
Oh, I thought you were going to do
that. All right, we can have a live reaction.
A live reaction to a muted trailer? All right.
Yeah, all right. Is everyone queued up?
Yeah, I just watched the whole thing. It was all right.
Peter.
What? Was I not supposed to watch the whole thing?
You didn't watch.
I was supposed to do it, like, right now.
Oh, good, because I was lying. Now I watched the whole thing.
No, you didn't. You just skimmed the bar across.
Yeah, I poop schmiggled it.
No, do not poop schmiggled it. Okay, you guys, get ready. Get ready to watch the trailer. Yeah. You guys need to say plus play at the same time.
Pepe?
Pepe at the same time.
Wait, shouldn't we do the intro, or are we abandoning the intro?
The intro?
Yeah, you know, coming
this
to you.
This is a Buttercast.
You know, the intro that's, like, still coming to you from the entirely empty employee break room of the Fabius and family and operate through Rose Theater on the garbage outskirts of a minor American city. That one?
No.
We shouldn't do that?
No.
Oh, okay. So we'll just do the trailer then.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Demeter, are you ready?
Let me go back to the end.
Ready as a liver bee.
As a liver bee? Oh, I didn't know those were a thing.
No,
how
not.
Big are those?
Yeah.
Liver.
They're huge.
Liver?
You guys don't know how they're all over the place.
My internet's... Yeah. Okay. Demeter,
give me excuses. Just give me results.
Right now, you ready? 3, 2, 1, press play. All right. It's The Kraft. Now on Blu-ray.
Okay, so this is 1986. Columbia.
What a year. Okay, we got some kids walking. Oh my god, this looks so stupid.
They're walking through the halls.
Oh, it's these girls. Emo girls, typical high school movie. Looks really, really run-of-the-mill. They're walking down a street.
What?
A sweatshirt. Yeah. Okay, the classic closing the locker thing with the dramatic look on their face. Mean girls, a douchebag for a guy. Oh, now they're walking out of a cave. How'd they get to the cave?
Well, it's not a movie, it's a trailer.
Oh, this is a really short
they
movie.
Go directly.
Whoa, elevated quick. Now they're floating, and now there's a dagger, and they just stabbed it into the ground, and that's how you dull a dagger. Now they're really mean walking through the school. There's lots of lightning. What's the lightning about? Is Thor in this?
No, Thor is not in this.
Well, that's disappointing. Okay.
Ooh, check that out. She just changed her hair color.
Whoa, how'd they do that? There's butterflies. Oh, she's Jesus? Wait, Jesus is in this? She's walking on water.
She just walked on water. I don't know if that means that Jesus is a witch or how that works. But...
Oh, classic.
Oh, dang.
Classic back rub. There's a back rub. There's lots of candles. Lots of tongue. Snake going through the freaking, I don't know, was that a faucet? Oh, douchebag gets it. The douchebag you see at the beginning who closes the locker dramatically falls out of the window. So now I know. Now everyone knows. That's why I don't like watching trailers.
It is kind of the whole movie.
Okay, so then there's a bus. The bus driver says something funny. They reply with a witty comeback. And then that's it.
Boom.
Yeah, the movie looks...
Directed by Andrew Fleming.
That was a good movie. That was a good movie.
I think I would actually really like it.
I think you would as well.
I think it's right up my alley.
We just watched them. We just watched it. We just watched the whole movie in the trailer.
No,
we didn't.
We'll give you the breakdown and we'll give you the review.
Okay,
convince right me after to this.
What's
we'll be
this?
Right back.
Why? Where are we going?
After
we going?
Buttercast.
Wait, let me get my shoes on. Where are we going? Where are we going?
Come on, Peter, let's go.
Okay. Jeez Louise, man. We're a ton of laces, man. Okay, wait. Oh, you're in LA. I forgot. Where are we? Am I going to LA? Oh, dude,
that's why I wasn't getting dressed. You ain't going nowhere with it, man.
Oh, man. I just want a road trip.
And here we go.
Wax on.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Wax off.
I will look for you.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
I will find you.
Are you incapable of restraining yourself, or do you take pride in being an insufferable know-it-all?
And I will kill you.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Somebody peed my pants.
You are a sad, strange little man.
He's had a change of heart.
A lot of good that'll do him. He's still got the same face.
All I know is that first, you've got to get mad!
Ah, a fellow checker, eh?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I'm very happy about that.
Surely you can't be serious.
What do you want? You want the moon?
You get nothing!
Nothing? Nothing? Nothing, tra-la-la.
I drink your milkshake.
I need the spot.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Wow.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
All right, I'm in.
Did he deserve it? Who knows? Maybe.
Well, he didn't live through it, so.
That's for sure.
I mean, you can't be spread that thin, that far by two cars. And
Zamboni,
you
know, man. Yeah. That's the only way to do it, and he didn't use a Zamboni.
Yep, he just kept screaming, and then,
Well, it wasn't screaming. It was like crying.
But it certainly was the most romantic story I've ever heard.
Yeah, she really pulled through on it.
I mean, for how scary it was, super romantic.
Anyway.
He's dead.
We're all ready to do the review of The Craft 1996, right?
What a year. I thought it was really good. The entire movie was very predictable throughout those 2 minutes. I thought there wasn't much to it.
Peter, you want to have this movie explained to you in one sentence?
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Chronicle?
Yeah.
You've seen The Craft?
No, I haven't seen The Craft.
I mean, you've seen The Craft. The Chronicle is The Craft, but with boys, and they have superpowers, and that's it.
And they're aliens, apparently.
No.
It's from a space rock.
They get their powers. But it's basically The Craft. It's the male craft. I mean, if you really want to make a male craft, then it would be The Covenant with Tyler Kish. But the better version of it is Chronicle. The best version of The Craft outside of The Craft is Chronicle.
Cool.
But I think the best version of The Craft within The Craft is The Craft.
That's just The Craft. It's not within The Craft. It's just
The Craft. Not the noodle thing.
Wait a minute. Oh, I thought I was being clever there.
Nope.
That did not work at all. Okay. So yeah, this is the story of a girl called Sarah Bailey who moves to a new town, L.A. Great town. I moved there. She comes to a Catholic prep school and she falls in with these three girls who believe that they're witches, but that they need her to be the fourth. And then things start really getting crazy. I perceived it as that she was the one with the power and that she's the one who gave the power to the group.
Nope.
Although I suppose you could see it as with their powers combined.
Their space rock did.
No, they just were stronger.
No, space rock.
They were stronger because of her and she was the strongest because of whoever her mother was. But no, they could do things on their own.
Fine.
Her mother was like a bodybuilder or something.
They don't explain.
I think so.
Sure. You've never seen it.
Deadlifts. No.
Dead people lift?
No, they can't. They're dead.
The dead will lift.
Yeah, she moves to town with her her dad, Mr. Bailey, and they move into this old mansion kind of thing.
Yeah, so she moves into this mansion on day one, and then immediately a homeless man runs up to her and he's like, is this your snake?
Calm down!
It's your snake, lady! Calm down! And the dad's like, grabs a broom, and he's like, scatter! And he just chases the homeless man away. And
what?
Thomas is like, he just spooked me. And that's how this movie starts. Actually, it starts with the two girls doing witchcraft, but that's how it starts.
I'm hooked. Reminds me of Girl.
So in there, you've got like future Scream star Neve Campbell playing Bonnie, who's a girl with this like a skin burn issue.
She's been burned. She has burns on her skin. Yeah,
skin burn issue.
Yeah, there's a better
way. So skin burn issue. Yeah, all of the main girls have a unique problem, which I think is something that's nicely developed in this story. There's Nancy Downs, played by Fairuza Balk, who I think is kind of the standout in this movie. She's the most memorable character. She really pops. She's kind
I don't remember.
Crazy.
I think she and Skeet Ulrich give the best performances of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Filthy little Skeet. the sort of the sleazy version of Johnny Depp.
If you I like it. Skeet Ulrich. Chill factor. Come on, man. Jericho. Skeet's all right.
Yeah. Well, anyone called Skeet.
That's you just literally judging a book by its cover.
Yeah, I don't like his face either.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I was just looking at his cover.
But he is really good. From someone who is a jerk at the beginning of the movie, when they put the spell on him, he's legitimately confused why he feels the way he does, and then gets more and more progressively aggressive that she is not responding to his love story that's happening in
his
head.
Was that the guy who slammed the locker and who got thrown out
the
window in the trailer?
Yeah, he's not an out-and-out terrible person. He has a lot of...
That was like the douchebag of the...
does douchebag things, but he's also a human. He's like... He doesn't deserve what
he's not a space rock.
He doesn't deserve what he gets, I don't think, in the movie. And he, like, it's taken too far.
Hey, sometimes that happens to people. They just don't deserve what they get, you know?
Yeah, it's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I didn't deserve to have Peter as a brother, but, like, here we are, you know, and you deal with it. You deal with your problems.
That is awful, Theo. I mean, you said it really well, but that was awful.
Yeah, it was well said.
Well, thanks. I mean,
good punctuation.
You know, that's how you phrase it, really. What?
You probably stole it from someone else. I would say those two are my favorite performances. Outside of that, I think what I do like is that, yes, each one of the girls gets their own reason and fleshed out backstory for why they would want this kind of power, why they benefited from this sort of friendship. It wasn't just that they were outcasts. They had reasons for why they felt the way they did. And maybe some of them are like cliche, but it's at least they are there. And it really helps when halfway through the story, and I think this hurts the movie, severely shifts to Sarah's point of view. And then after Frusa Balk does something awful, Sarah decides to sort of leave the group and try to make the right decision for everyone.
I like
and
the Beatles.
The girls go off and they become the antagonists of the film, and they are not focused in the same context that Sarah is. Sarah has now become like the final girl of her own movie.
Oh, Chronicle
and I think
did
that
do
shit kind of sucks a little bit. I wish we...
Like, I absolutely agree. I don't like that it becomes this thing where Sarah is then surrounded by the other three. I can definitely see Nancy as the villain. She's sort of working towards that.
Hmm.
But Bonnie and Rochelle are quite sympathetic in the first half of the movie. Likeable characters. They have their own things. And then they just become... henchman.
Yes, I wish that
Nancy.
Ooh, henchman.
That was
there's a scene. Yeah, there's a scene in Dogma where Matt Damon starts to rub up against Ben Affleck's attempts to massacre everyone and then try to go back to heaven.
Like in a hut, like a side hug or something.
No, he takes him down to a parking garage and they have a conversation, which is really really great because you see both sides of the story. You also see why Matt Damon decides to follow him, but also has reservations in the first place. We never see that with these two other girls. They just join with her. But I mean, you can think about it in the sense that Sarah's new to the group, whereas Nancy they've probably known for a long time, and they're going to side with her. She also binded not just Nancy's power, but all of their power. So the two girls got their power, tried to bind to that, pissed them off. And then also, they're high school girls. They're flawed. This happens, man. Like, there are falling outs. And
yeah, those frontal lobes.
Friends choose sides.
Not connected to the rest of that brain.
Oh my gosh. And so I would say, I do hate the fact that they don't give them that time to flesh them out, but I do love the fact that they are flawed and don't immediately side with Sarah. There is a moment where things go too far in the end where they try to go find Sarah, and then that's when Sarah pulls a magic on them and makes them see themselves in their worst light, and then they run away. They were going to try and make amends with Sarah, and then Sarah was like, you deserve a punishment in the first place. But then at the end of the movie,
Sarah's ruthless.
And then at the end of the movie, they come to Sarah and they're like, hey, do you have powers still? And she's like, maybe. And they're like, she doesn't have powers. And it's like,
Poppy, do the thing, Poppy.
What?
Yeah. Exactly like that. That's kind of weird because you think that they're genuinely saying they're sorry. But they're not really.
But I mean,
they turn around and they sort of snicker at her.
Well, it can be both. It can be, hey, you know, I want to be your friend, but deep down, I kind of wanted to use you a little bit. And that was the whole point in the first place. They were genuine friends and they were having fun until Nancy got power hungry. And then once Nancy got power hungry, they had to pick a side. And are you going to pick the side of the new girl or the person you've known all your life?
That was a good show.
And I just, I would say, I think that is at least more interesting to think about and chew on, despite there not being a better explanation for it, than in the new one where they make different decisions about how this group dynamic works. In this movie, though, I do think that hurts the two girls and their performances because you kind of want more from Neve Campbell, because Neve Campbell is great. And then the other actress does have great moments with Christine Taylor that involve racism. But yeah, you don't see the
Rachel
term.
Rachel True as Rochelle. Rachel True is kind of not as talked about, but I think she did an excellent job. Like, like we're saying, basically, I think the strong suit is the first half, the character development, each of them getting their own problem. And then it just sort of turns into, well, they've got magic. Now they have to just fight each other. So it's kind of, you know, the plot lets it down a bit, but I can see why this became a cult classic.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons why people remember it the way they do. But in terms of that structure, if people think it's better done in Chronicle, to a certain extent, it's differently done. I don't think it's better done. So if anyone's going to be like, Chronicle's a better version of Kraft, no, I think Kraft just has more going for it. Chronicle's like, just, you can say the superheroes or whatever, but there's a lot of interesting things about this movie. For one thing, they don't treat witches like bad people. They treat it as there are people who use this power for good, and there are people who use it for bad, and the power itself is a river to both.
Can use it for good?
They can if they want to. There is a person, absolutely. And
what the heck?
It's also a horror movie. It has horror elements to it. There's bugs. There's like fighting. There's like genuine scary moments in this movie. There is horror and terror elements in this movie. It's not just goth. They really do things that are like horrific in this film. People die. There is murder. There are heads going under truck wheels.
This, like, sounds awesome.
There's some great stuff in this movie that they don't put in the other one. There's a blending of genres. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's about best friends, sometimes it's about war, sometimes it's about, it's, I think it's a perfect, not perfect, but I do think it balances all of these tones well enough, because the story is pretty simple. It's about a new girl comes in, meets a group of girls, and then she gets ostracized by them. It's been done before. It's been done in Heathers. It's been done in so many other things. So it's nothing new, but I do think that it's trying different things. The characters
are
not
flawed. They turn into an Australian?
And it treats witches as a serious, fun thing that you can be interested in, while at the same time having all the flair and spectacle and cinematic nature of a movie witch. There's a moment in this movie where it's very Inception-y. Like one of the bad girl's name? Nancy is after Sarah at her house, and she like tries to go after her with a knife, and she runs after her, and then the camera cuts to a hallway, and it's like you're in the hallway, and then all of a sudden the two girls slam against the wall like they've fallen on the ground, and you're like, it's Inception all of a sudden. And then they start crawling all over the walls. It's really cool.
Whoa.
There's a scene where a bunch of bugs show up. Yeah, this movie does a lot, and I think it didn't have to. It could have just been a lot more cheap and whatever, but it has a lot going for it that I think...
I agree, and things like that where they use practical effects and, you know, things that feel really real, like having the snakes and insects kind of crawling out of all of the piping and whatnot, and the effects with mirrors. There's a part where... Overall, it depends mostly on practical effects, so it feels very real. And
you're a practical
not
guy.
Too far out of... like not too amazing, but definitely something like that the magic can be very a seductive kind of idea, and you can see why they would want more of it.
I would say, I mean, yes, the practical stuff is pretty great because they don't do a lot of CGI, but there is some, but it's just moments. They choose very interesting choices and visual things to where, like when Nancy is freaking out and about to attack the douchebag, her feet drag on the floor as she approaches him.
Oh, I saw that in the trailer.
And it's a really great moment. It's all you need to understand what she's
creepy.
Capable of. And then Skeet just looks down at her feet and he looks up and all you need is in his face. And he's like, I'm sorry. And you genuinely believe him because things are about to go bad. My favorite moment in the whole movie has practical effects, CGI, and I just think it's when they're doing the light as a feather, stiff as a board. And it's because the moment is funny, it's charming, it's a little bit scary, it's fun, it says everything about each and every character. It's the whole movie in one moment. And they do the light as a feather, stiff as a board moment, and they put two fingers under their friend who's laying down stiff as a board, and then they levitate her. But the moment itself has no music and very few camera movements. It's just, here's a shot, here's a moment, and then it's quiet and it's dead, and you are just kind of like, oh my god, they are doing this. And it's not, there's no music in the background.
Whoa.
It's like, doo, 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 doo. They do that in the next one. They do that in Kraft Legacy when they do it all of a sudden.
Jurassic
like,
Park.
Exactly.
Doo, doo, doo,
it's the wonder of lifting your friend. So I found that impactful. I was like, this is eerie and fun and exciting, but dangerous. Like, this is power. And Nancy is really loving it. And you're like, even I just remember thinking, yeah, Nancy's going to go power hungry. And so everything you need is in that moment. And it's done so subtly. And it has everything that the movie has in that one moment. It's done really deftly. And I was like, I like that a lot. That's what this movie has.
Like
it's not afraid to be everything that a witch can be.
Definitely. I think that's an excellent point. That scene is very good. That's probably the better range of it. And then maybe the thing that maybe dates it a bit more is with the frenetic cutting and 90s music at the beginning over the titles or things like that.
I think
it seems like what you're talking about is like the really strong point of this movie.
Well, I think half the music sucks. Yeah, that there's a Beatles cover at the beginning that is just awful. So terrible.
I referenced the Beatles earlier. Well, I didn't even know that.
There's also a song later that's amazing from the 90s. It's like,
I am the sun. I am the air.
What?
I like anybody else does.
Like that song would later be the theme song to Charmed. Like, Charmed is a basic cover of The Craft, and they take that song from The Craft because that song became
popular. Why is everyone taking stuff from The Craft?
Because that's the thing. When a good idea comes out, you take from it. Absolutely.
Life finds a way, dude.
They're just looking their friend.
It works. It works.
Well, no, the whole point is the music not there is what makes the moment work.
Yeah, you're
not your seat. Kills Legacy, I think, in that moment. Like, they just skirt by that moment.
The Jurassic Park music in that one?
No, any music. They use different music. At the end of the day, I think this is really fun. Furusa Balk was basically, when this was being marketed and she was promoting it, she's like, there are no movies that are just like witch movies, like witch hardcore movies? Witch movies.
Yeah, which one?
No, witch movies about witches.
Oh, got it.
Sandwiches. So this, she's like, there's no movies about witches the way that I would want it, that like is the thing that entices you into this world, what it truly means, candles, crystals, all that stuff. She wanted that there, and it is there, but like the fun that makes it a movie and a teen girl movie is the superpowers are fueled by the emotions of a confused, you know, kind of teenage girl. Like, they're gonna make mistakes, they're gonna have flaws.
Everyone has those days, dude.
Not in Craft Legacy, I'll tell you that much.
Ooh. You know, Furusa Balk played Dorothy in Return to Oz in 1985.
Yeah, I know. I watched it because you asked me to, so that you could watch Matilda, and you never did.
Ooh,
we'll be right back on the Real Better Better Cast with our review of Craft Legacy.
Hey, you gotta rate it, dude. You have to rate it.
You did not rate it.
Okay.
You have to rate it.
All right, fine. I'll give it a...
We'll be right back. No, just kidding.
Gotcha. It's a three. It's a three out of five for me.
3.5 butter.
3.5. You know what? 3.5. I think that's fair. There's some. It's lasted for reasons that I think it deserves to have. It does a lot of interesting things, and whether it was made for me or not, I think it deserves a 3.5. That's a good point. Well, yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds interesting enough. You know,
I quite liked it. In fact, I was surprised. I was like, yeah.
I
can get behind this movie. I think, yeah, I really liked how the characters were done and represented. And
of course you would.
Made me want to watch more witch movies.
Which ones? Witch movies? No, like, what's next? Like, which movie?
Peter, the other one, the Craft Legacy.
Just like everybody else.
That's a cover of the Smiths song, How Soon Is Now.
Oh, it goes like this? Hair in my mouth.
Real.
Butter.
The Roman princes might have suffered themselves to be disarmed by a ready slash, deemed their honor concerned the execution of their command.
Excuse me.
Sometimes attempted by rigorous.
Hey, guy, shut up. I'm a telemarketer. I need to do my job. What do you want me?
I'm sorry. This young lady's in the middle of a class right now.
Okay, well, she answered the phone, so that's not my problem, is it? That's what I thought.
I'll wait. I'll just wait.
All right, do you have a moment to talk about this new witch book that was just released?
Yeah, sure. I guess. I'm not really doing anything right now.
You're in this class about the history of the
Vampire. Shut up! I'm not talking to you! Jeez!
Please don't tell me to shut up, sir!
I'm not a sir, I'm a popcorn! Good grief! What do you assume?
I'm so terribly sorry. I have problems with my anger.
Yeah, dude, just shut up! I'm just trying to do my spiel here! Good God! Are you done?
Yes.
Shut up!
Okay, sorry.
Stop crying, you're a baby! Baby!
I'm not a baby!
Yeah, you are a baby, little baby. Alright, so basically this witch book makes you do spells and then eventually you become a witch. So I was wondering if you wanted to become a witch because this witch book really works. This witch book, not the other one that the other guy is selling.
Sure, I think becoming a witch would be pretty cool.
Right, see, exactly.
Very on trend.
On trend.
On trend.
Okay, I mean, I guess I got a customer, so, so basically it's 350 a day, and you get each page each day, and you keep leveling up from there. Alright, sounds good.
350?
No, I said 375. Yeah, anyway, it's 400 a day, and you get each half page each day. No, I didn't. I said 450.
I think I know what I heard.
I know what I said. It came out of my mouth.
Well, you're talking to the customer, and the customer's always right.
No, they're not. Nope.
What?
I am not.
You're
I am
lose,
not.
You're going to lose a customer then.
What? I'm not a customer? What are you
no,
talking
you're
about?
You're going
to
lose a customer.
You're confused, lady. What, do you
we're
want to
leaving
the
customer.
All right, I'll give you a discount of 500 a day.
No, no, no. You said 200.
What kind of stuff is included in this book?
Where's your question? I got caught up in my own head.
I was just wondering what kind of spells are included in this book. Is there anything?
Why would I tell you? Because that's the whole point of buying the book. Do you think,
well,
you
just,
think the chick who wrote... No, shut up. Let me talk.
I
do you think the chick who wrote Harry Potter tells you what happens in the book as she's advertising the book?
Book though.
Are
no.
there love spells?
Maybe.
Is there anything in there about really strong body odor or anything?
No, just go to the doctor for that. Ew.
Well, what about kind of excessive body hair?
You're just a man, right?
Comes out. It grows very quickly.
That's just him.
Is there like any spells to make your ex-wife come back to you, or?
No, that's
no,
just
I
that's all you, man. You're just pathetic.
Oh boy.
Basically, 600 a day. I'll give you a discount
no,
for 550.
You said 150.
No, I didn't. I never said 150.
You
I never
said
150. Did.
I know you said 150.
Okay, fine. I'll meet you at 700. I'll do a discount of 650 each minute. Shut up, Alex. Stop listening in on this conversation.
Oh, you caught me, Poppy.
I can't let you watch me.
Everyone had a cell as good as you. You're
yeah,
very
I almost had her.
You're handling
shut
very
up,
well.
Shut up,
what? I.
So do you?
You said 350.
Yeah, 650? Good.
350.
We're on the same page.
I
just need your credit card information.
I'm not paying 650.
Well, of course you would. Not 6,050 cents. It's $650. I feel like I've made that pretty clear.
350.
Got me at some point, Bob.
Lady, you're just making up numbers. This
that's
isn't
a,
how you negotiate.
That's a real number. That exists. It's a real number.
350 is a number? Well, that's not the number I've been saying.
Yeah, but it is a number, though.
I know it's a number.
Yeah, well, that's not what you said before.
Well, I know what I said before.
I'm learning nothing.
$700.
Yes.
Each minute.
Okay.
You get a spell.
That's terrible.
Each minute.
It's terrible.
But yeah, what kind of spells are they?
Holy, I'm going in circles with you, stupid idiot. Good grief.
I just wonder, I mean, if they're useful spells, I might be willing to pay for them.
Yes!
Wait, hold on. I'm going to look at this book here, Poppy. You're trying to get people to look at this book that you're selling. Okay, this...
Don't say it.
This is a...
Don't say it.
This is a club sandwich recipe.
Why would you say it?
This is
BLT
sandwich recipe.
Shut up!
Guys, he's trying to sell you a book of sandwiches.
No, I'm not! Shut up! Have a good day! Thank you!
So it's not a spell book? It's a sandwich book?
It's a witch book!
I'm gonna be honest,
it's
crispy chicken parmesan chipotle pickle looks really good.
That's a spell!
It's a sandwich.
That sounds delicious.
With your hair!
Yeah. My hair?
Yeah, you're up here now.
No, I don't.
Yeah, look.
Nope. That's... Oh, my gosh! Oh, that's my shoulder.
Do you want the book? You want the book?
I don't want the book unless it's real spells.
Oh, well, they're real spells, sir. I just needed credit card information.
Oh, they have wrap recipes in the back, too.
Oh, my God.
Soups?
Just send you credit card information. Shut up!
Do you want any chips with the sandwich?
Yes, please.
Okay, we're going to send you a DVD of fried green tomatoes, and you're just going to like it.
Real.
Butter.
For the Real Butter Buttercast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr for more behind-the-scenes shenanigans. You can be a big-time Hollywood podcast producer for as little as 99 cents a month. Just go to our anchor.fm page and click the support button. And remember to subscribe, like, and review the Buttercast. 5 stars reviews only.
Poppy, what are you doing?
Oopsies.
Come on. We have to get back to the show, dude. Let's go.
Coming! 5 stars or else.
Poppy!
What?
And it started it.
What's up?
I don't know. We just talked.
We're going to talk about the Kraft Legacy.
Okay, so we're going to do the review for the Kraft Legacy. All new kind of sequel, kind of.
It's a sequel. Remake, you guys didn't watch it, right?
No, we didn't watch the first one.
Okay, watch the show.
Oh my God, Peter, come on.
No, Peter's fine.
What?
You are Peter.
Yeah, well, he.
Don't third person yourself.
He put a little bit of extra at the front.
How about you guys hit play again?
He said, oh my God, Peter, I'm not a God.
Well, Peter, you talked last time. Cecily, why don't you talk about the react to the film? Why? You press play. Whatever.
You heard it here. Okay, here we go, everybody. All right, Butterheads, we're going to hear a live Kraft Legacy official trailer reaction thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What do you call that? You know, it's not a video, I guess.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, yeah, featuring Demeter Theater and maybe Peter Theater.
Sorry, I have to, like, eat this granola bar. I'm, like, really hungry.
So. Oh, my God.
It's not a granola bar. I lied. It's a Reese's
Pieces. We just had a commercial.
Yeah, what about it? I had to be
there. I liked that commercial. Did you guys like the commercial?
I think it could have been a little butter.
Yeah, you would say that.
Say what?
I think considering what it was and what it sold, I think if I was as specific as possible, I certainly, you know, it was whatever.
I think it was about medium well.
Right. That was great! Man, I was sold! I'll do it right now if you want.
Why don't you just hold off on that?
Yeah.
Okay, you're ready,
ready to hit play, Demeter.
All right, 3, 2...
I'm ready.
All right, I'll count down. 3, 2, 1. You sure load the trailer up, Butterheads, because, like, this is going to get crazy.
Yeah, follow along. It's the 2 minute and 35 seconds.
Are we all on it? Are you starting?
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, my gosh,
I
already started.
Oh, she's
going to... That's fine. Who cares? Whoa, there's, like, an ET in here?
I'm already at the Sony logo. What are you guys doing?
I'm at the car in the house. Okay. They're at the beginning.
All right.
Are you guys all on the same page?
Yeah. Well, it's not a book.
Car with her mom. She's got a Polaroid.
No, I'm ahead of
her. Just tell us what you see. Okay. Just tell us what you see.
Okay, what I see is she's bleeding on the floor.
Whoa, I'm not there yet. Oh my God.
You'll get there.
She goes to the bathroom. She's crying in the bathroom. Two girls come. They're consoling her, I guess.
Yeah.
I think there's actually three of them.
Like a lawyer?
Yeah. They're inviting her
to
their place. Mm-hmm. They made a little bath for her.
Written and directed by Zoe Lister-Jones.
It's a ceremony.
Ooh. Have you done this with your friends?
They drag a pentagram on her head.
With what? Is that sweat?
It's a spell.
Oh, sparkly bath.
That looks really comfortable.
Against the locker.
That guy's 30 years old.
Yes, he is.
That is not a teenager. That guy is 30. That's the douchebag in the movie, isn't he?
I think he repeated a few grades.
He's so good in this movie.
Using a little bit of makeup.
Ooh. There's the E.T. That was E.T. They took that straight from E.T. The glowing finger thing?
I feel like I'm way ahead of you guys.
That's way ahead of what?
What are you seeing now?
Oh my God.
I'm at the forest. Oh, wait, no. Now they're looking at, she's looking at the book or a card or a Polaroid.
Yeah, you see the book? Yeah. Craft book. Whoa,
that's like a really good Polaroid picture. That's definitely not a real Polaroid.
They're partying.
Oh, look. Now they're mean girls.
They are partying. It's Bling Ring.
Ooh, she hit her head on the thing.
Ooh. Let the ritual.
I'm not getting much from this.
Begin.
Oh, there's the snake. Snake. There's the dagger.
We are the weirdos.
Dang, that chick on the far right knows what she's doing. She had that whole outfit set up like a week before she put that on.
All right, so what do you guys think? Did you guys see that? Would you guys see that?
Butter count. Let's go.
I would watch it.
I mean...
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
It's $20.
Whew, that's a lot of money.
I'm telling you, it's $20 to rent right now.
Yes. Yeah, just use the theater credit card. That's what I do.
No,
I'm letting.
Don't use the theater credit card. That's the
no. I'll text you the number.
The initial release of this, $20.
Well,
I sent it to Alice as well. I thought we could all just use it.
Well, you can't now because I'll just get a new theater card. You know what the theater card is. You know what it says. Before it says theater, it says Peter. That's my credit card.
Yeah, it's great.
I thought it was more of a company card.
No, the company card is the Theater Brothers theater card.
Yeah, it helped me get a lifetime supply of buckets.
Why?
Yeah, I need new buckets all the time.
I guess
they
buckets are useful.
Real quick.
That's
whatever comes
Peter,
out of
buckets
me,
are very cheap in comparison to actually paying.
Get a plastic bucket.
No, man, it'll eat through that faster. You think it's going to eat through plastic faster than metal? Yes, it'll eat through plastic faster if it's eating through metal at all. I don't know.
I'm
Burger King. Anyway, so
I'm Burger King.
So Theo, what did you think of this movie?
I was a little disappointed.
Good. All right, reasons. That wraps it up.
It didn't have, you know, it was a very polished film. I didn't think that it had the kind of the rough edges of the first one. And I think that may have actually been to its detriment. It was a little too smooth. None of the characters really jumped out at me. I don't think they had the same kind of development. It couldn't decide whether it was a remake or a sequel, but they kind of played it a little too safe. They hit all of the same plot points. The main character is just basically the same as the main character in the first one. And there's no kind of standout person like Fariz Ball.
I think the guy that plays Tim was pretty great.
Yeah, I noticed in the trailer that, the trailers weren't exactly the same, of course, but they had a few points in there where the dude gets thrown against something and she drags her feet. And then there's that dagger bit again that was from the other trailer. So it's like, I can tell that it's like that. It's a new version.
Yes, they repeated a lot of the same scenes. And even that line there in the trailer when they say, "We're the weirdos, mister," like, that's verbatim.
Oh, I although
it's
that.
A but different situation.
Is it in the movie? I don't remember that being in the movie.
That would
it's
be
in the trailer.
That wouldn't be the first time
is
that...
Is it in the movie? That's what I'm saying. I don't remember it being there.
It would be the first time Marvel did that.
They also had that floating scene, which was so well done in the first film. But in this, it's just part of a montage of them playing with their new superpowers.
Is there 80s music over it?
No, this is not.
But 80s montage.
There's 80s music. And her and her mom are singing an Alanis Morissette song, Hand in My Pocket, in the car together.
Yeah.
Which, again, was like, I feel like this was very much aimed at the people who love the first movie and either their generation, or maybe they're taking their children to it.
I think the way that you treat music in movies is so funny to me. It's like,
you're ruthless, man.
I think that, yes, there is a part of this movie that is aimed towards the people who enjoyed that film, not necessarily that era or that generation. I don't think so. I think this is a movie for teenage girls now more than ever. But
I'll go watch it.
I do think that there's the knife scene, there's the camera spinning around, there's the rocks on the ground, there's the lift the feather thing.
I mean, rocks are always on
the ground. There are a lot of scenes in this movie that are from the first movie, but there's also an entirely different thing going on here. It's an entirely different movie with an entirely different third act. Like,
cool.
the group of girls don't riff. There is no riff between them. They stay friends pretty much the entire time. It's somebody else who's manipulating things in the background.
Yes.
And there are
sort of a figure of toxic masculinity.
Patriarchy and toxic masculinity are on the sleeve of this movie. They're not hiding it. It's not subtle, but I don't think it necessarily needs to be. I feel like the movie is making efforts to say, we care about these themes. We want to talk about these themes.
If you do it
the
right.
The patriarchy sucks. One of the girls is a trans. One is black. One is the daughter of Paula Alton, and I love Paula Alton. But they do not get the same story bits. They don't get the same time spent with them as the main girl, Lily. The movie starts with them looking for Lily, and then when they find each other, and he's right, they montage over all of the magic that breaks them together as friends. And then the middle of the movie starts becoming about Lily and her father and the family she's moved into and the guy she likes.
Okay.
And for the entire middle of the film, it's basically Lily's story, and the girls don't come back till pretty much the third act, and they do not get any sort of I think a movie that says we're about the patriarchy, we have a trans girl, we have a black
that's
girl,
that's almost tokenism.
No, the point is they're basically saying, look at us, we're woke, we have girls with other experiences, but they don't actually bring the experiences into the storytelling. I don't think this film is asking for a pat on the back. I don't think that was its intention. I think it happened accidentally. But I do think this film, for example, all three girls except Lily do practice witchcraft in their real life. They did have actual witch people, witches,
witch
come
people?
In and work on spells and work on the world. They do love the original movie. They do love this, and they have things to say. But I think this movie, as a story, for what that story was, would work better as a season of television. If this story was
That'd
a season
cool.
of television,
yeah.
I would have absolutely been behind it. They could have fleshed out all of these weird things. As a film, it's a superhero movie. It is 110%
a superhero. They have their magical powers. They're more like superpowers than in the original one. Like, the girl's got like a flaming finger, and then they're stopping everyone like in midair in their cafeteria and messing around with them.
Unlike Chronicle is a superhero movie where the rift happens. In this movie, it's more like X-Men. There's a villain in the background. The girls come together and band together as a team. There's a, guess what? There's a sequel bait at the end of the film that connects it to other ones. But like, I actually liked it for that sense. If they made more movies after this one, and, you know, kind of put more horror elements in it, made it a little bit more scary outside of, like, she wanders around her house and there's a scary figure around, like, actually put horror elements into this movie, and they made another one and brought back the element that they put at the very last scene of this film, I would be for it. I would see a second movie. I think all the actresses are great, but flesh out the stuff that you did, and I'd be behind it. I like the stopping of time. I like the magic that they use. I liked what they did with Tim. Tim was such a good character. He's a terrible person, and then instead of doing what they did in the last movie, which is they're just going to have him fall in love with her, and then whatever happens, they'll let happens because he's a jerk, they cast a spell that says Tim is a better person. The rest of the movie, Tim becomes a better person. He talks to his friends. He admits things about himself. He is the four. He ends up being the fifth person of the group. That scene where they're walking down the hallway, when it pans out, he's the one walking at the end in front of everyone else. And it's like, yeah, he's like, oh,
I mean, it sucks that he had to have a spell casted on him for him to change.
That is the theme of the movie. It's almost like to get a man to change, you have to do something supernatural, and that's like toxic masculinity is a magical sort of thing in this world. And like, I don't mind that that stuff is there, you know, be thematic and stuff, but you also have all these other experiences and stories and characters that deserve more light than Lily. But I understand why it's there. The filmmaker originally had personal experiences in her life where she and her mom moved in with a stepdad and their family, and those things are there and they're personal, and that's cool, but it takes away from the other girls. Okay. And hurts it a little
bit. The other girls have like a at least some of a backstory?
Not the way they do in the last movie, and they certainly are not any focus in the second act, and they come back in the third as basically Deus Ex Machina.
I mean, okay. I haven't seen the movie, so I can't make the assumption that it would be more of a tokenism type thing, or if it was an accident, it was an accident.
I think their intent,
but that's what happens.
I think their intent was,
we're gonna,
like,
quote Peter on that.
Well, I think they were like,
I haven't seen it yet. That's why I'm asking.
No. The heavy handedness. Well, the heavy handedness of the thematics make it seem like it's tokenism, but I think they really cared about that stuff. And Tim is a prime example.
I can tell
that
they did by not even watching
it. But as for like the other girls, that's a big problem. It's still a cis straight. It's still straight white girl as the lead of your movie and the things that she experiences, and it's almost always from her perspective. With that being said, you have these other girls. Why didn't you use them in the story? So it is sort of like, yeah, can we get a pat on the back? I don't think they intended to, but that is what it comes across as.
Well, that's rough.
With that said,
in a sense, I think that's actually a problem with both movies in that it focuses too much on the least interesting character to me.
Well,
in both of them, which is like the new girl at school, is very bland.
I like Lily. I think she's a fine character in this movie. I think the actress is fine. In the other movie, I like Robin Tinney. I like her in Empire Records, and she would do fine TV later, but she's awful in The Craft. I don't think she's good.
Yeah,
I don't think she's very good at all.
She's not the highlight of the first one.
She's either not invested in what's going on, or she's terrible. But I don't. The movie makes steps to show what Farusa Balk's life is like. They make steps to show what Neve Campbell's going through. Mm. They make steps to show the black girl go through several occasions of racism. No, they really take the time with those characters.
That's good.
To give them things to chew on, reasons why they would make these decisions. In this movie, there are no flaws. All the girls are perfect. Like, none of them make bad decisions. When they have to make a decision for the rift, it's for the betterment of themselves.
Is this the new one or the old one?
The new one. Like, they don't have flaws. They're all best friends. They all make the right decision. They're all doing the right thing. And, like, that messiness is kind of what makes the original fun.
Did it feel like they were tiptoeing around it? Because they were, like, walking
on eggshells? No, it was like a superhero movie. Like, if you're watching a superhero movie, if you're watching the Avengers, they're all good people. They're all intended to do the right thing with their powers.
Yeah,
that is the structure of this film. You know what? I have no problem with it. They just needed to flesh out their characters more and make it less. The problem with this movie is the villain. The problem with the movie is the villain. I understand that they wanted a happy ending for The Craft.
That Apocalypse
they wanted
dude?
Them to be, no, in this movie. Their intention was to make The Craft a good thing, being a witch a good thing, that like the view of how witches are different, and then if you're a young girl and you want to get into it, why not? Maybe this is the thing that helps you find friends. I dig that. That's all cool and everything, but like it's also
be a witch.
A movie? And you should either, if you're going to be character-based, be more about the other characters, or if you're going to be a movie where she wanders down hallways because she sees a dark figure, actually show some horror in your film. So I think
he
was playing
safe. I was expecting more of that aspect when I saw that Blumhouse Productions were producing it.
If you look at Blumhouse, you said it yourself with The Invisible Man. The Invisible Man isn't really about that. It's about domestic abuse. Mm-hmm. Blumhouse films are about something else and dress themselves as horror. Doesn't mean
sure.
that isn't they,
they
aren't
produced
good.
Get Out as well.
Well, Get Out is just as much about thematics as is it scary.
No, I absolutely agree, but both of those movies are also quite scary and
But look at Split.
You know, they do push the horror to a more extreme level. I think this movie was trying to play it a bit safer, like maybe aiming for that PG-13.
I think all of these movies are more psychologically terrifying than they are terror. I think all Blumhouse films are more psychologically terrifying than they are terrifying. Like Split, for example, like the horror doesn't really come to the end, but it's a movie about how empathy is a superpower. Like all of these films are about some thematic thing, and then the horror is just sort of in there. Look at Happy Death Day. That is a comedy action film more than it is a horror movie. They just like Blumhouse. I think they're doing great things, but they aren't really making true horror films. They're making other films dressed as horror movies.
Most of the time, it works. Commentary,
which I'm fine with. Yeah. I absolutely think I'm fine with. But the real question at the end of the day is, would I watch this as a rental? Would I watch this free? Or would I watch this for $20? Do not spend $20 on this.
A lot of people probably won't regret paying $20.
If you like the craft, the original craft, and you want to see this, pay $3-$4, sure. If your daughter wants to watch it, let her watch it.
Or your son, or your dog.
If you have a young teenage girl that wants to watch it.
I don't have a daughter. Who told you I had a daughter?
I didn't say anything.
Uh-oh.
If your dog does want to watch it and communicates that it wants to watch it, you should seek medical attention, because animals don't normally talk unless you stop by the Theater Brothers Theater and, you know.
Butter rating, 2.5 out of 5 butters. It's average. It's an average movie.
I agree. I'll just go two. I mean, it was disappointing. It was very flat. There's nothing terribly wrong with it, like you say, but it's just not. There's nothing that pops out. Like, the original craft is messy and kind of imperfect, but it's very memorable. And it definitely earns its place as a cult classic, whereas this, I think, will just be forgotten.
The craft, I think, takes chances that other movies would probably be like, you shouldn't have done. And it has, like Idle Hands, for example, or Ginger Snaps, for that matter, aged very well because of it. It took chances, and it, I think, helped at the end of the day. This is rather flat.
Makes me want to watch more witch movies, though.
Witch movies?
Yeah, maybe we should put together a list of really good witch movies. What do you guys think?
No, like witch movies.
Oh my god.
I'm spinning on.
Oh no.
I'm here to help you decipher which word you're saying.
Yeah, which one?
Which one?
Yeah.
The witch one.
No, which?
I'm here to decipher which.
Which one?
A poop spaghetti!
Like a sandwich or a witch?
You have a sandwich? I haven't eaten. I can't go home. My family will not let me go home.
You have a family?
Yes, my wife does not talk to me. My kids also do not talk to me.
Okay, so you have a family in the reflective world in which you live in.
Sure, it's where I have my TV show. I'm poop spaghetti!
You have your own TV show?
I teach kids how to read. It was applied in the very first time I showed up on your podcast.
So why did you come out here?
Because I came through a mirror and you didn't know which was which.
Yeah, I know. Witch? I still don't.
Which?
No, I don't. Oh, no.
Okay. They're talking about witch movies.
Which one?
The ones with the pointy hat and they take babies. And
like the devil thing?
Yeah.
Like the one with the devil in it? Like the Vivitch?
Yes.
Whoa. Why are you weird, man?
Because I'm Poop Spaghetti.
How did you... How did you...
I need to go sell plasma for money later.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I mean, it's a wall again.
You keep missing it. I mean, plasma is very...
I'm paying attention. I'm Poop Spaghetti.
Good for you, man. People need their plasma. Like, for real. It's a thing.
It's sold to a man in a back alley later!
Oh, okay. I still don't know how he's able to do it. I've tried going through that mirror many times, and it fails every
I'm
time.
Still waiting for his
I think you need to run into it, Peter.
Really? Should I try it, like, right now?
No, you just gotta, like, step back about 20 feet and all go right. Full on run. You can't hold back.
Just wants you to
it's
run
like Harry Potter with
the...
Just
wants
you
to run to the mirror.
Breaking the mirror, 7 years, bad luck.
Wait, what?
There is that.
7 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you might go into the mirror world, and I mean, who
that's
knows?
Pocket change, dude. I'm going for it. All right, here we go. 3.
Can 2.
Okay, countdown.
Yeah.
On 1, or is it like a music thing, like where 9. I start at 2, or is it, do 8. I actually start at 1?
Go for it.
Okay.
7. On the next, the real Buttercast.
The witches were a genuine threat. They really were.
That's why we picked this movie, you poop sack.
Like, I didn't pick it, and I don't want to watch it.
My stuff!
I'm done! I'm Theo.
Why are you done?
I'm done!
Put your pants back on!
Spaghetti.
You can't really get room for spaghetti.
You read a book.
I wear a hat and pants, but no shirt.
No shirt.
Poopish for giggle. I put face paint on my body. Sometimes it's a heart, sometimes it's a rainbow. Sometimes it's more closer to the concept we're talking of the day, like abuse.
I'm Poopish McGiggle. I could teach you how to read and I'll retain.
Poopish McGiggles, my real name is Jeff Tackleberry. I live at 449 in London. What? My wife doesn't talk to me anymore. My kids are not very happy with me.
Why is there two of us?
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Am I listening to voices now? It doesn't matter, because I'm Poopish
McGiggle. Teach you how to read and not retain. Just look at the words.
Poopish McGiggles, PBS every morning.
Don't read the words. Look at the words.
Ask your parents to read them.
Ask your wife.
All right, now remember, kids, the toy out there we have put out is very dangerous. So ask your parents to read the instructions, because it's, you know...
highly flammable.
Maybe. I didn't read it.
Oh, neither did I. Couldn't retain.
You know why? Because we're Poopish
McGiggle.